We have Assistant Principal Corey McDonald from Burke High School. Please have a seat.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before I begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involving discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open session or closed session?
Open session.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask you if you are seeking a change in classification and region placement or a change in region placement only.
We're doing classification and region.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussions. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Hi, my name is Corey McDonald. I'm the assistant principal at Burke High School, and this is our athletic director, Deion Richardson, and he's going to be presenting the appeal.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good
afternoon.
Good
afternoon.
We're requesting a classification change down from 2A out of 2A down to 1A based on three things. We proposed that we move to 1A based on us being in Charleston and the other schools being spread out across the Lowcountry. We're also wanting to stay in the Charleston region because the other schools in the 1A region, they're all CCSD schools, which makes more sense for us as far as a competition level and sparking up some rivalries that have been lost in the year due to us not being able to play those schools based on classification in the region that we are now in. The schools in the region currently for the 2020 and 2022 classification that we're in puts us out in travel time, whereas we'll be going to Ridgeland for games and Lake Marion, which is going to limit us to losing instructional time in the classroom and pulling students from school early. It's also going to cost us more revenue. We don't charge for our non-revenue sports because we don't have facilities, so we're using recreation fields. So we're trying to cut costs by staying in this region where it's closer and, again, provide a more competitive and a rivalry spark within the district. Based on what we've seen, the 45 ADM, the ranking, it's an alignment with everything that we've seen, but we just don't understand the percentage points of what is a percentage of a person based on what we're seeing here with 325.87 and 325.84 and 325.80. How did that push us up to the 2A and leave those other two schools down in 1A.
Ms. McDonald, do you feel like you've had the opportunity to present all necessary information for your appeal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At this time, we'll open the floor for any questions from the committee to the presenters.
Do you have any letters of support from Class A or 2A region that you're leading?
I do have letters of support from the Class A region that we're going to, and we've had a region meeting with 2A where we have support from all schools in that region as well.
Yes.
You have 100% support from 2A Region 6?
Yes, sir.
And 100% support from 1A Region 7?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any of that in writing?
I do have it. I have two sample letters. I have from Military Magnet and a letter from Coach K that he has not put on official letterhead yet.
Mr. Richardson, what you said 325 was your 45, number that got submitted from Burke?
The number we submitted was 314. On our 45 ADM that I submitted was 314.
Okay. And it came back as the, what the state, got was 325. Who was the school that you just referred to?
The two schools are East Clarendon and Will Branch.
And they stayed in 1A?
Yes, sir.
Track of thinking, but what are the sports that you do field at this time?
At this time, we field basketball, football, wrestling, volleyball, track and field, co-ed soccer, baseball, softball.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? To approve. That now opens the floor for discussion amongst the committee members.
Mr. President, your region was 100%.
Our region was 100% of them.
And your travel times, I want my phone talking on it and texting. I was just looking at the Google map. Okay, Ridgeland's going to be about 76, Lake Marion 71. The region y'all going to, what will those travels be?
Those travels will be considerably less.
Are they all in Charleston County?
They're all in Charleston County except for Cross High School, which is our furthest. Yeah. But it's probably still going to be at most an hour to get out there dealing with traffic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will Branch also. Yeah. Okay. So that would be. Those would be your two longs, would be Will Branch and Cross.
Right.
But everything else is in the Charleston County School District.
Yes, sir.
And that would leave five schools, 2A Region 6 for football, and eight schools, and 1A Region 7 for football. No.
It would make seven.
Seven football schools.
There was a 7, 1A. All those in favor of this move to approve, please signify by raising your right hand.
Please raise hands high. 3.
All those opposed, about the same.
5.
What this means, Mr. Connell, we do have a majority vote to